as a result of my UFO investigations, I ended up with so many cases of things that are attached to UFOs. You know, what we call them high strangeness cases. And they seem to be something more than an ordinary UFO sighting. So we have to look at it that way. I want to go back a little bit about, we were talking about these beings in these other dimensions may not be able to see them. I think we do see them from time to time, and that I look through my files and I have so many reports of these shadow beings, these shadow people that appear in people's bedrooms at night or seen going through their houses. They may actually be these entities from this other dimension that are pressing against the membrane that separates us to take a look at us, and we see them as a shadowy image, and I don't know how we appear to them. But the idea of shadow people are associated also with people who have close encounters. And most people are terrified when they have these encounters. But I got to tell you, a person who's mentioned in my book is Reverend Michael Carter. He had experiences where these entities have appeared in his room at night. And he wrote a book. It's very, very short. It's called Alien Scriptures. It's only about 100 pages long. But it says that, basically it says that just because, you know, these other entities, these other experiences are something that's taken outside of our norm, we're terrified of them. But we shouldn't be because of what the entity looks like. So, you know, you get many reports of reptilian-type creatures, insectoid-type creatures, and so on. So taking this all into account, that many people who have close encounters, after their close encounter, they start having all of these paranormal experiences. It happened in the Hudson Valley. When the UFO came over the area, it would shine down a brilliant beam of light. It seemed to selectively start picking out people who were in cars, on the street, projecting a beam of light over a home. Later on, in the cases that I followed up on, the people who were scanned, so to speak, by this beam of light later had a contact experience where they were abducted, they had some type of communication, and some of them had their lives totally changed because of the encounter. So, you know, and at that time, I was talking to Bud Hopkins back then, back in the 80s, and Bud said to me, you know why you have so many things going on out there? It's because they're looking for people. Well, maybe he was right. But many of these people who were scanned by this brilliant beam of light, so to speak, later had a high strangeness experience, an abduction experience, poltergeist, paranormal phenomena, and so on. And some of them still experience it today. So getting all this stuff and tying it all together, I began to realize that many aspects of the paranormal are associated with another aspect of the UFO phenomena, which is the high strangeness reports.
Yeah. Going along beyond just abduction cases, you're talking about trickster kind of stuff, right?
That's what I'm talking about. You know, in this other parallel universe to us, you know, it may be coming into our world and representing itself in many, many different ways. And I'm talking about, you know, in the Islamic legends, there's a creature called the jinn. And the jinn is usually associated with the Native American trickster, about a race of beings that exist in another world very close to ours that interacts with our world from time to time. And in the Quran, it says that man was made out of the mud and clay. You can interpret that. You can say, well, human beings were made out of atoms. The angels were made out of light. Okay. We may have another class of beings in the universe that could be responsible for some UFO sightings that are composed of pure energy. And the jinn were made of smokeless fire. Well, smokeless fire, to me, in the scientific sense, sounds like plasma. which means it can is something in between matter and energy. Ionized gases, matter that's stripped of its electrons that could be contained by a magnetic field. And so in the universe, we may actually have three classes of beings: physical beings, which we are right here, beings made of pure energy, thought, pure consciousness, and beings that are made in between, beings that are made of plasma. And these jinn-like creatures, and the word jinn, by the way, means hidden, because they stay hidden from us because they're in this other world, they may be responsible for the generation of a lot of paranormal phenomena.